Lesson 3, Announcements 1. Part A, Micro-Listening.
Communicative Function, Airport Announcements. You're going to hear some airport announcements. Listen carefully and fill in the table with the missing information.
1. British Airways to Tokyo, flight number 500, now boarding at gate 2.
2. British Airways to Singapore, flight number 11, now boarding at gate 6.
3. Austrian Airlines to Vienna, flight number 455, now boarding at gate 8.
4. Iran Air to New York, flight number 318, now arriving at gate 12.
5. Attention, please. American Express flight number 641 for Madrid is now boarding at gate 9.
6. This is the final call for Air France to Paris, flight number 814, now boarding at gate 4.
7. This is the final call for Olympic Airways to Athens, flight number 260. Any remaining passengers must go immediately to gate 2, where the flight is about to depart.
8. Your attention, please. Midwestern Airlines announces the departure of flight number 74 to Boston. Will passengers for this flight please go to gate 24?
Part B, Macro Listening. Passage 1. We wish you a pleasant flight.
Exercise 1. Listen to the announcement and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May I draw your attention to the safety in-flight leaflet, which you'll find in the pocket at the back of the seat in front of you. And we do ask that you read it. You'll also find a Flight Path magazine, which you may find of interest. For those of you not familiar with this type of aircraft, smoking is permitted on the right-hand side of the passenger cabin once the signs at the front of the cabin have been turned off, and at no time in the toilet, which is situated at the rear of the aircraft. We have a duty-free bar on board, and cigarettes, spirits, beer, and mineral water will be on sale during the flight. If you have any questions during the flight, please do not hesitate to ask your two hostesses. Would you now please ensure that your seat belts are securely fastened in preparation for takeoff. May we wish you a pleasant flight. Thank you.
Question number 1. When is the announcement on the plane made?
Question number 2. Is smoking permitted during the flight?
Question number 3. What are passengers advised to do after they are seated?
Question number 4. What can passengers benefit from the flight, according to the announcement?
Question number 5. What can you infer from the announcement?
Exercise 2. Listen to the announcement again and decide which of the following statements are true. Put a tick in the brackets for each statement you choose. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May I draw your attention to the safety in-flight leaflet, which you'll find in the pocket at the back of the seat in front of you. And we do ask that you read it. You'll also find a Flight Path magazine, which you may find of interest. For those of you not familiar with this type of aircraft, smoking is permitted on the right-hand side of the passenger cabin once the signs at the front of the cabin have been turned off, and at no time in the toilet, which is situated at the rear of the aircraft. We have a duty-free bar on board, and cigarettes, spirits, beer, and mineral water will be on sale during the flight. If you have any questions during the flight, please do not hesitate to ask your two hostesses. Would you now please ensure that your seat belts are securely fastened in preparation for takeoff? May we wish you a pleasant flight. Thank you.
Passage 2. Here is your weekend guide.
Exercise 1. Listen to the announcement and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Here is your weekend guide to what is going on at the University of Colorado. And it is a good weekend for basketball. The Colorado Buffaloes will play the Oklahoma Sooners Friday night at Oklahoma, and they will return home to face the Nebraska Cornhuskers Saturday night on the University of Colorado court. The Buffaloes are expected to win both games and fans. Tickets are available from the ticket office at the Sports Arena. There are also a few tickets available for the Saturday night concert by Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. Most of the tickets are $10, although a very few $5 seats are still on sale. To reserve seats, call the Student Union at 666-5771 or stop by the box office. The University Museum will be open from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. In addition to the famous rock and mineral collection and the exhibits of early people, there will be a special exhibit of American Indian pottery and sand painting. Admission is free. And now, a report on snow conditions at area ski resorts. Snow Valley is reporting good conditions with 6 inches of new snow in the last 24 hours. Pine Mountain is reporting good conditions with 8 inches of new snow. And the Oak Creek Canyon Resort is reporting very good conditions with 9 inches of new snow. This has been the Weekend Guide. Thank you for listening.
Question number 1. What is the purpose of the announcement?
Question number 2. What are some of the entertainments offered on the campus?
Question number 3. What can be learned from the sports items?
Question number 4. What information is given about the music item?
Question number 5. What does the speaker say about the University Museum?
Exercise 2. Listen to the announcement again and complete the following chart with the information you get from the tape.
Here is your weekend guide to what is going on at the University of Colorado. And it is a good weekend for basketball. The Colorado Buffaloes will play the Oklahoma Sooners Friday night at Oklahoma, and they will return home to face the Nebraska Cornhuskers Saturday night on the University of Colorado court. The Buffaloes are expected to win both games and fans. Tickets are available from the ticket office at the sports arena. There are also a few tickets available for the Saturday night concert by Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. Most of the tickets are $10, although a very few $5 seats are still on sale. To reserve seats, call the Student Union at 666-5771 or stop by the box office. The University Museum will be open from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. In addition to the famous rock and mineral collection and the exhibits of early people, there will be a special exhibit of American Indian pottery and sand painting. Admission is free. And now, a report on snow conditions at area ski resorts. Snow Valley is reporting good conditions with 6 inches of new snow in the last 24 hours. Pine Mountain is reporting good conditions with 8 inches of new snow. And the Oak Creek Canyon Resort is reporting very good conditions with 9 inches of new snow. This has been the Weekend Guide. Thank you for listening.